Hello, this is Ruin Willow, erotica author, podcaster, and voiceover narrator. And you are listening to the Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast. I want to thank you for stopping in and listening to my podcast episode today. Today, I'm going to be reading another portion of the book Passion to Seduce by B.G. Hampton. So, if you're under 18, it's time to leave the podcast now. This is not for you. Again, on my podcast, I talk about all things to do with sex, sexual health, sexuality, erotica, and coming soon, interviewing erotica authors. Also, sex toy reviews for solo play and with a partner or more. Okay. I hope you enjoy this reading. If you missed the first two installments of Passion to Seduce, please go back and watch those. Watch. Listen to those two episodes prior to this one, because this is part two, Passion to Seduce by B.D. Hampton, a BDSM MILF lesbian erotica novella, B.D. Hampton anthology. I want to thank BG for allowing me to read these. I'm actually going to be making an audiobook that will appear on Amazon Audible of this novella as well. So you can look forward to that. Okay, I'm going to get you caught up. So we've got Viv, our 55-year-old MILF neighbor, who is caught the eye of 18-year-old virgin Jennifer. Jennifer gets up the balls to go over and talk to Viv, and the two hit it off immediately. They begin to tangle in their sexuality very, very quickly, and things move inside the house and get very, very heated. And Jennifer is shy, awkward, unsure of herself, a virgin, very curious about sex, but doesn't really know much other than what she's seen on porn. And Viv is a very experienced bisexual who's had sex with men and women, and at this point in her life, prefers sex with women. So she's going to teach Jennifer some stuff. They're going to pleasure each other, and this is a pretty hot episode. Oh, fuck yeah. You're going to like it. This is a really hot section of the book, and you're going to really enjoy it. I hope you get hot. All right, you ready to do it? Fucking do it. Oh, fuck yeah. Part two, sucking a bitch's clit and sweet asshole. Chapter one.
It's dripping down. It's too hot in here. I take off my sweatshirt.
Gets hot in the sound booth, man. I tell ya. Okay, let's do it. Chapter one. Viv slid her fingers to the elastic band of her pink shorts. Then very slowly, ever so slowly, she slid the fabric over her wide hips and down her tanned ass cheeks. She stepped out of them and then bit her fingernail while she spun around. "What do you think of Mama?" Viv asked.
"I wish I had a body like that," Jennifer moaned, slipping her brown, frumpy shorts off while Viv stared at her sweet spot.
Jennifer's black granny panties were soaking, fantasizing about Viv's tongue. Jennifer's belly stuck up from her belt line, and she tried to suck it in. Viv snatched her hand and stopped her. "Sweetie, real women have curves and tummies." Viv leaned forward, showcasing her stomach, bunching to help Jennifer's comfort level, and then licked a long line of saliva up Jennifer's palm while staring her in the eye. Then she slid it forward and said, "Rest your fingertips just before my asshole. I'll show you how to play with that later tonight." Jennifer stretched her fingers as far as possible, her fingertips feeling the perfect spot between Viv's wet pussy lips and asshole. Viv moaned and muttered, "Fuck yeah." Jennifer knew she found the spot. Viv started gyrating her hips as if she were riding a cock.
She gasped several times until she slid her fingers over her clit and started to rub in a clockwise motion. Jennifer was mesmerized by Viv's swaying hips and tits and longed for the euphoric, dizzying feeling she had felt earlier. Viv withdrew and stuck her wide, naked ass in the air and clapped her cheeks together as she licked down Jennifer's stomach. Jennifer moaned, and she lifted her ass. Viv slid her palms under her huge ass cheeks and pulled her forward to her full lips. Viv lowered her lips, and she licked Jennifer's full red pubic hair, the saliva bubbling on the top. Viv used her palm and pushed the folds of Jennifer's mound up, exposing her budding pink clit. Viv moaned and then flicked her clit with the tip of her tongue, then pressed her wide tongue over it and licked up with a little pressure. Jennifer moaned and started touching her nipples. Viv giggled. Fuck yeah. Little girl, rub those pink nips for Mama. Jennifer went with the moment and continued to rub and pinch her pebbling nipples. She hissed when Viv licked the outer lips of her mound. Viv began to suck, slurp, and spit on Jennifer's clit, then slowly slid her thumb to the bottom of her mound and inserted it. Holy shit! Jennifer gasped. Viv giggled and blew on Jennifer's wet clit, sending goosebumps through her whole body. Squeeze your kegel muscles together and grip my thumb, Viv said between spitting and sucking Jennifer's clit. Jennifer felt a rush, and her stomach caught those butterfly feelings. A few moments later, with Viv sucking her clit, the explosion of a second orgasm ripped through her body as her legs shook. Viv moved with her and giggled. Come as much as you can. Lots in there just waiting to come out. Viv slid two fingers into Jennifer's sweet hole, pulled forward, and when she touched her G-spot, she massaged it as slow as possible. After the first orgasm, Jennifer whimpered, and another slammed through her again, this time increasing her pleasure as she let go. Her whole body shook again, and Viv lifted her quivering body and increased her speed. Jennifer let Viv's hair go as her arms shook. She clasped her fists together and pounded the pillows beside her as her torso twisted. She had trouble breathing, and Viv finally let her go. Holy fuck! Jennifer managed to gasp, fanning herself as the sweat dripped from her brow with a loud gulp of air. Viv pecked Jennifer's clit with a giggle. Then blew hot air across it. She worked her way up Jennifer's body and embraced her, resting her head on one of her breasts. She tiptoed her fingers across Jennifer's chest with a giggle. Oh, though. Was that fun? Viv cooed. Jesus Christ! What have I been missing? Chapter 2. Are you ready to taste a pussy? Viv asked, staring into Jennifer's eyes. I've never done that before. Will you teach me? Jennifer asked. Of course, sweetie. I'll teach you a lot of things today. Plenty of time. I'll show you all the hot spots and trigger points while you eat my pussy. Jennifer grinned. Are you Mama's bitch, Jennifer? Yes, Mama, I'm your bitch. Good. Let's switch positions and I'll teach you how to make a woman come hard. Very hard.
The pair switched spots and Jennifer kneeled in the same position, ass high in the air.
Clap your cheeks, Viv said, encouraging her. Jennifer tried.
Viv glanced into her eyes.
It's okay, sweetie. Imagine you're jumping up and down on your bed.
Jennifer smiled and moved her hips as if she were jumping on the bed. Her ass cheeks clapped with loud thwaps.
That's my dirty girl.
Viv leaned forward and smacked both of her ass cheeks.
Oh, fuck yeah. Jennifer was getting turned on even more from the slaps. She loved the submitting path she was being led down.
She clapped her cheeks harder,
her pussy juices starting to drip down the inside of her thighs.
Viv slid her scorching mound closer to Jennifer's eager mouth.
I want you to push the folds back and suck on my clit. I love it very rough.
So nibble, spit, and suck that pearl until I scamper back. Then get more aggressive. Dominate me.
Okay.
Viv gave Jennifer a gentle slap to her cheek.
It's yes, mama.
Yes, mama,
Jennifer moaned, clapping her ass cheeks, which Viv slapped again before laying back.
Eat me, bitch.
Jennifer hesitated as Viv's intoxicating smell wafted through her nostrils.
Oh my God, you smell like cotton candy.
Tastes even better, Viv said as Jennifer slid her pearl out of its hiding spot. Jennifer gave a very light flick with her tongue.
Viv tasted amazing.
Viv pulled Jennifer's hand up further, shoving her clit even farther out. She gave a loud moan as she pinched her nipple with one hand. Jennifer spat, and Viv wiggled with a giggle.
Fuck yeah.
Jennifer started sucking her clit as hard as she could.
Suck like it's a milkshake from McDonald's.
Viv barked and screamed.
Just like that.
Her torso twisted as she snatched a clump of Jennifer's bright red hair.
That.
She screamed out as Jennifer sucked as hard as she could.
Oh, yeah.
Viv bucked and smothered Jennifer's mouth with her mound. Jennifer's nose buried deep in her sandy blonde pubic hair. Jennifer felt a surge of excitement as her chin and lips were smothered in Viv's juices. Jennifer slid three fingers into Viv's mound and swished them through her juices as slow as possible, using a scissor motion while she sucked and spit the juices in her mouth back on Viv's clit. Viv had three successive intense earth-shattering orgasms and bucked each time, her thighs shaking, her toes curling, her head thrashing side to side. Her screams echoed through the room with the high ceilings. Viv went to pull back, and Jennifer snatched her hips in an iron grip and kept sucking.
Ah. Viv screamed and gripped the couch. Eat Mama from behind, bitch.
Jennifer withdrew, spat, and hissed. When I finish, Mama, come for me a few more times. I love the taste of your cum.
Viv bucked and screamed for several more intense orgasms, bordering on painful as her back arched so high in the air that Jennifer had to sit up to keep sucking. Jennifer slammed another finger in using four and then clamped them on Viv's G-spot, who started screaming in tongues.
Oh, oh, I, oh, man, a fucking mother,
Jennifer just kept spitting and slurping as Viv started to whimper and gasp. Her breathing was closer to Lama's than normal breathing. Jennifer tried something she watched in a porno once and slapped the inside of Viv's thighs, who screamed louder.
Oh! Oh! Ah! Ah! Oh!
The smacks to Viv's thigh drove her almost over the edge of the couch. Her arms flailed behind her, Viv's head tilted in loud, guttural screams. Moans and groans shook her body.
Oh.
Jennifer finally lowered Viv's ass back onto the couch and held her close to her breasts. Viv shook and a single tear fell down her cheek. She gasped for several minutes, then laughed. Wow. How did you do that your first time? I haven't come like that in so long. God damn it, that felt good. I did okay? Jennifer asked, leaving the drying juices on her chin. You did.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're a man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped. Awesome. Fucking awesome. Viv sighed. Let's hold each other and rest, she said, after sipping from Jennifer's water bottle. Chapter 3. 2 hours later, a sleepy and very relaxed Jennifer opened one eye and heard and felt Viv's soft breaths on her breast. Jennifer smiled wide and glanced around the house. She managed to slip out from Viv's tender embrace and hurried to find the bathroom. She found one in the hallway. When she walked in, she giggled at the pink tiles in the shower, the pink toilet paper on the wall, and all the pink bathroom accessories for an affluent 80s woman in her prime. Jennifer sat on the toilet, and a torrent of urine splashed in the water underneath her. Her tailbone shook as the chills coursed through her body. The door opened, and a delicious Viv walked in. Jennifer tried to cover up, but Viv would have none of it. Viv laughed. It's okay, sweetie. I have to go when you finish. I always have to pee after coming like that. I was too tired to get up. Jennifer pulled a long piece of pink toilet paper and slid it under her and wiped, then stood up and flushed. She had never been naked in front of anyone, ever. But with Viv, it felt different. Viv's eyes searched her curves and she licked her lips. That pussy was mighty tasty. Why don't we get in the shower and clean up? Viv asked with a wink. I'm not sure I can keep coming like this, Jennifer admitted. Viv laughed. I'm twice your age, and if I can do it, you can do it. Jennifer took the challenge issued and spun Viv around, who squealed with a giggle. Until Jennifer bent her over at the waist and yanked her ass cheeks apart. Viv gasped. Easy, Tig. She didn't even finish when Jennifer slammed her tongue into Viv's tight, pink asshole. Viv staggered forward and Jennifer slapped Viv on both cheeks, eliciting an orgasmic moan.
Oh!
Jennifer asked as she flicked her tongue. Viv's toes curled, and she braced against the door. Jennifer spat in Viv's asshole as she moaned. Now you're my bitch. Oh, you dirty, she shivered. Whore, Viv moaned. Jennifer shoved Viv forward with a laugh. No, you're my whore now, Jennifer hissed. Viv's palm slammed into the white door, which shut with a loud bang. Viv tried to scamper forward, her asshole sensitive to Jennifer's tongue. What the fuck? Viv shouted, bucking her cheeks around Jennifer's face. Jennifer gripped both arms around Viv's stomach and interlocked her fingers, then lifted Viv's smaller body off her feet and licked her asshole with such fervor that Viv screamed. Viv slammed her palms on the marble flooring and started to breathe heavier.
Ah,
Viv screamed and her legs shook. Jennifer spat and licked the bottom of Viv's pussy lips to the top of her ass cheeks. Viv groaned and her eyes crossed. An explosive orgasm tore through her body with such intensity, she whimpered and tried to use her hands to scamper forward on the marble floor. Jennifer drew back and shouted, "Where are you going, you dirty slut?"
"I'm gonna pass out," Viv screamed. "Please put me down."
"Shut up," Jennifer barked. "Come till you pass out." Viv gave an earth-shattering scream. Then a good hiss and passed out. Well, that is the end of part two, chapters 1, 2, and 3 of part two of Passion to Seduce, a BDSM MILF lesbian erotica novella by B.G. Hampton. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I sure as fuck liked reading it. That is so much fun. Oh my gosh, I just love it. And thanks for listening. And if you would like to follow my podcast, please click the subscribe button. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm always open to suggestions, always open to ideas. And so many ideas I have. So keep listening to my Oh Fuck Yeah with Rue and Willow podcast. As always, you can connect with me on social media. I love chatting. I love interacting, flirting. You can find me on Twitter, Raunchy Is and Ruin Willow, on Instagram, Ruin Willow, Ruin Willow 1, and Ruin Willow Author. Why do I have so many? Because Instagram keeps threatening to shut me down. They've frozen my accounts, and then I make a new account, and then all of a sudden they give it back to me. So now I'm stuck with 3. And I don't want to get rid of one because I don't want to lose any followers that maybe want to hear or see what I do if I delete one of the accounts. So that's why I have so many. I'm also on Pinterest, TikTok, MeWe, and you can find me on my website always. I have some sexy short stories there, ruinwillowauthor.com. I have 2 books out right now, one that I co-wrote with B.G. Hampton called Inside Ruin Willow, which I have a full series of that novella on this podcast. Search for that. I have another book coming out on April 22nd, which is an erotica novella, a BDSM dom sub reverse harem, sort of a gentle gangbang, fulfilling her desires. The book is called The Mardi Gras Unmasking. So look for that. I'm going to be reading that as well as an audiobook in the future too. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and I love that you're here, and I hope you have a sexy fucking day. Love ya.
Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, RUAN, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, RUAN, to do that spring cleaning. You get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.